KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden asked for his thoughts on an arrest warrant the International Criminal Court issued for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Well, I think it justified it, but the question is, it's not recognized internationally by us either. But I think it makes a very strong point.
The warrant accuses Putin and other Russians of kidnapping children in Ukraine and taking them to Russia. The president calling for tougher penalties for senior bank executives at banks that fail after the collapse of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. It's not a matter of if the Federal Reserve Board will raise interest rates when it meets next week. It's by how much.
The economy is in a lot better shape than people give it credit for. And the battle against inflation, while it's working slowly, is actually working.
Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis cop convicted of killing George Floyd, pleaded guilty to two tax evasion counts. March Madness, Fairleigh Dickinson knocked off top-ranked Purdue 63-58. This is ABC News. Lots of news lately about companies releasing new artificial intelligence technology, Congress considering new laws to regulate potentially bad effects of AI, but many lawmakers are still struggling to understand it.
Video game designer turned representative Jay Oberdolte finds himself explaining what AI is to his fellow lawmakers.
Have you ever had a constituent come up to you and say, Congressman, I'm worried about losing my job to AI?
Yes.
And what do you say to them?
I say, yes, I'm worried about that, too.
But AI, he says, has significant life-changing benefits, too, like streamlining a patient's diagnosis in medicine. Oberdolte warns not enough is known yet about how exactly AI will change our lives.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The actor Lance Reddick died suddenly Friday morning from natural causes, most recognized for playing Baltimore cop Cedric Daniels in HBO's acclaimed drama The Wire. He was 60. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're gonna amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I pick one. We can just play three headlines and a lie.
Fantastic. Who could have thought that?
Who could have predicted this?
Who would have seen that coming, and why didn't anyone warn them?
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am filling in for Kristen Bry today. If you don't know me, I am the founder of Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. As we discussed before the break, we are going to be joined here for our next segment. We're going to be talking about the Green Bay mayor's race and a little bit more. We are joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Very excited to talk to you and have this conversation about what's been going on in Green Bay lately.
Oh, my gosh. Green Bay is a soap opera right now.
So I'm excited to learn about this because, as I mentioned before the break, you know, I've been paying so much attention to the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, I cover so many different issues in my hometown of the city of Milwaukee. And so I haven't really had a lot of chances to really dig in to what's been going on in the various mayoral races that have been that are on the ballot around Wisconsin, and I think one of the most important ones is one happening in your community in Green Bay. So you said it's a little bit of a soap opera here. What's going on with this race? Who's running? What are the big issues? And what are you paying attention to in your community right now?
Well, Dan, it's a little bit of as the bay churns up here right now. Of course, we're all thinking about Aaron Rodgers and where is he going to go? But more importantly, we've got our mayoral race between incumbent Eric Genrich and Chad Weininger, who is challenging him. And it has been just this classic, you know, we've seen this pattern happening since before 2020 with this mega ugly fear-mongering that the far right Republicans are using. using, and they're using conservative talk radio to further their agenda. And they're just trying to find little things that they can then amplify and control that story. And that's what's happening here. So while Mayor Genrich has been doing the quiet, steady, boring, non-sexy work of being a mayor, the other side is lighting up this controversy about being recorded in City Hall, making it look like this is a giant invasion of privacy, when in fact, this is a common thing that happens in a lot of public buildings and has been happening in the police department for 20 years, in the Metro Transit Center for many years. It's common. But they're controlling the narrative and they're making it look like a giant problem for the mayor.
Interesting. So Eric, so the incumbent mayor, he is backed by the Democrats. He's a former Democratic Assembly representative. So he is, more or less a Democratic mayor. And he's being challenged by a former Republican Assembly representative. So there's not always this type of typical left-right dynamic in mayoral elections. It can be a lot different, at the local level as compared to a typical statewide race. But this does kind of bring in the typical, right-left arguments. And like you mentioned, that there seems to be, it seems to be part of a larger trend from Wisconsin Republicans to really try to invent and drum up some controversy where there really isn't any.
You are absolutely right. This is a nonpartisan race that is completely partisan, and it's ugly. And I got to tell you, people up here don't like it. People up here are tired of all of this ugliness and finger pointing and yelling at each other. People up here want common sense. They want roads that don't have potholes. They want to work together. They want to keep taxes down. And that is not happening in these races because it's got this soap opera spicy quality to it. We've got to focus on the things that really matter, Dan. And so that's why it's just wonderful that you're giving us this opportunity to talk about what truly does matter in cities like Green Bay.
Yeah. So when I covered the Milwaukee mayor's race last year, it was a lot of topics that would kind of dovetail with what we're talking about with the state budget right now as well, whether it's, cuts to state shared revenue, different local revenue options, and just simple things like police and fire and public safety and libraries and public health and like all these different things that departments of public works and all these different things. I forget exactly where it was, but I heard a quote once that said there are three political parties in the United States of America. There are Republicans and Democrats and mayors when it really gets down to it, because a lot of the times these mayors are in nonpartisan places and they have to, is it partisan to plow the streets, after a snowfall? This isn't the partisan type of thing, but it gets sucked into that with the campaign process. So what are some of the more of the real issues that you think should be more prioritized in this race in Green Bay?
Well, everybody wants lower property taxes. Everybody wants good schools. Everybody wants police and fire. And, the police and fire thing is so interesting to me because I'm sure your listeners know, I know Kristen talks about this a lot, that one of the biggest problems that we have in the state are the cuts to shared revenue. Shared revenue has been stale for over a decade, and that is the Republicans in the legislature failing to fund our municipalities, and that starves our police and fire. That defunds our police. The Republicans are defunding our police. But then they turn around and they say, you guys are defunding the police to the Democrats. And it's so untrue. It's so wrong. So I think that's one of the biggest issues that people up here in Green Bay are concerned about. They have seen crime change. I'm not saying that there's a giant crime wave, but we need to make sure that our police department is properly funded, that we're able to recruit, that we're able to support them. And the mayor has absolutely been supportive of the police, but his opponent says no. Although his opponent is the person who has actually defunded the police during his time in the assembly.
Well, a decade of Republican budgets cutting state shared revenue has certainly put a lot of strain on local communities. And it's not just, I think Milwaukee gets a lot of the attention because of the magnitude of just being the most populous part of the state. So you have these massive cuts. You can look at the police department in Milwaukee. There's always conversation about that. But this is an issue that I keep saying this over and over. It affects every community in the state. It affects every municipality in the state. So we are about to come up to a break here. We are going to continue talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly after the break. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and I am Dan Schaefer filling in for Kristen Bry. We'll be right back.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden asked for his thoughts on an arrest warrant the International Criminal Court issued for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Well, I think it justified it, but the question is, it's not recognized internationally by us either, but I think it makes a very strong point.
The warrant accuses Putin and other Russians of kidnapping children in Ukraine and taking them to Russia. President calling for tougher penalties for senior bank executives at banks that fail after the collapse of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. It's not a matter of if the Federal Reserve Board will raise interest rates when it meets next week. It's by how much.
The economy is in a lot better shape than people give it credit for. And the battle against inflation, while it's working slowly, is actually working.
Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis cop convicted of killing George Floyd, pleaded guilty to two tax evasion counts. March Madness, Fairleigh Dickinson knocked off top-ranked Purdue 63-58. This is ABC News.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you, I see you're wearing green.
I am wearing green. Mike is already drinking.
Oh, jeez.
I was not able to partake.
Is Samson Irish?
No.
Okay.
I think he's mostly Norwegian. I actually don't know what the breakdown of his his whole family tree. I think he's mostly Norwegian. I am also not Irish. My grandfather, who passed last October, always wanted to be Irish.
Oh, really?
Like, really badly. He had an Irish temper. He loved, you know, the whole ethos of Ireland and not the Irish and stuff. Not Irish. So no, I am not Irish, but still partake. Everyone's a little Irish today, right? Isn't that the point? But yes, in the third hour, we are going to have some St. Patrick's Day fun. We will talk some about some fun facts about the holiday, but also a debate on an SNL sketch about Colin Farrell, and some Irish were very offended by it. And there was a debate around that. But also, I kind of want to bring it back to Wisconsin because it's one of, I feel like it taps into one of those things. And for the Irish, but same thing for like Wisconsin. It's like, we can make fun of us. You can't make fun of us. If you're an outsider, you can't do it. But we can lean into our stereotypes, but you can't. And so, but you know what I heard this morning? And then we'll get back to the topic at hand. But the worldwide, there's 70 million Irish descendants, while there's only 7 million, including Northern Ireland, current Irish people.
So there are about 7 million people in Ireland.
There's about 7 million people in Ireland today, their current population. But because of the famine and how many people left, worldwide there's like 70 million Irish descendants.
That's amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, it is.
So we'll talk a little bit about that too. And then, you know, arguably the stake that Irish Americans have on St. Patrick's Day. But we are talking about what has gone on in the Nebraskan legislature.
Of all places.
Of all places, which, you know, they have a Republican governor. They only have one chamber in their legislature, so they don't have a state senate and an assembly. They just have one. And they're outnumbered almost 2-1, they being Democrats. There's 17 Democrats, 32 Republicans. And so you'd think that there's a lot of chances that Republican-backed bills would just go right through.
Sail through.
And because there's no there's no governor to veto it and not enough votes to ever challenge it. But one state senator has taken upon herself to, quote, burn it all down if the legislature tries to pass a ban on gender-affirming care for minors. And as I said, my bias in this situation is that I am in favor of not having bills like this get passed. So I look at her and go, good for you. Holy wow. And hearing her talk and the stamina and conviction she's had to be talking 8 hours a day for the last 3 weeks, to the point that literally they're halfway through their session. So they're 45 days into their 90-day session, or give or take a day, and they haven't passed anything.
And I don't know if you know this. Do legislatures ever go into overtime when they don't get anything done? Do they ever stick around longer to actually, I don't know, do their jobs?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are for that.
We'll find out.
As far as like just rolling things over into the next session?
No, I think they should have to stay until they get something done. That's their punishment.
But what if they, yeah, I don't know, maybe some civics professor will let us know. But I just, like, what, I'm trying to play this out if this were to happen in Wisconsin. And I don't think it will, because like the way that this could potentially happen in Wisconsin would have been had Tim Michaels won. Because I'm trying to think, you know, my memory of the Walker years is a bit foggy because I was not here. And so my, you know, most of the things I know about it are things I've learned since coming back, or things that were such a big deal that they made the national news, like the Act 10 protests.
Right.
And so I think to a certain extent, my first example that of Democrats during those years trying to do something that's similarly extreme was when they just left the state so they couldn't vote, right?
Yes.
And yeah. But beyond that, I mean, I'm trying to imagine a situation of which there's a handful I could imagine doing this, like currently.
We do have a texter checking in from the 414. Unless we get rid of the gerrymandered legislature, nothing useful is going to get done in Wisconsin either. Look at the last election. Multiple times they gaveled in and immediately gaveled out. Two of the previous 3 years, they met for only one third of the year or less. Yet the Republican majority not only saw zero consequences, it nearly increased to near veto proof. And again, this just brings home the point of why this April 4th Supreme Court election is so critically important. If you are sick of them being able to get away with that and gaveling in and gaveling out, we need to get rid of the gerrymander.
Which is a good reminder. Where are we on 15 days? No. 16. How many days? Tuesday will be 14 days. So 15, 16, 17, 18 days till the election?
Sure.
18 days. The election is April 4th.
Yes.
Early voting for most places is going to start March 21st, which is Tuesday. And so you can still get your absentee ballot. I would recommend going to get that now. If you want to vote by mail, you can vote early starting next week in most places. But you'd still make a plan to vote April 4th. You can check out what is on your ballot already. Yeah. Myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. And when we come back, we are going to get to some a random grab bag of headlines, some of which are sad, many of which are kind of goofy and funny. So it's Friday, St. Patrick's Day. Come back.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
And that is a 40% increase in 2021.
40%?
It was a 40% increase from 2021, from 2020 to 2021. And, you know, despite being one of the wealthiest countries in the world, we have seen a rise in maternal death rate for years, despite medical advancements.
Yeah.
And like so many health conditions, it is worse for Black women, who are nearly three times more likely to die during childbirth than white women.
It's just hard. I don't want to believe that those numbers are real.
It's because it's preventable, right? It's stuff that, and this is what's interesting, is just how little, my friends who have had babies, you know, the fact that there still is no, like the unscientific way they choose due dates is still just based off of your best guess of what the last day of your last period was.
Oh, so it's your best guesstimate.
It's your best guesstimate. It's like, so unless you're like, I think it was January 5th. Like, I don't know. You know, like you look at a calendar, you're like, I think that was the day I didn't. Like, well, I was still, you know, it, like, not to get too graphic, but you're like, well, like, what is the actual last day? Is it just like nothing at all?
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, like, and there's nothing more scientific than that. And then, you know, you get to your due date, and despite the unscientific nature of which they picked it, if you get too overdue, then they have to induce you.
Right.
Which, the amount of stories I've heard of my friends who were overdue, had to induce, were in labor for 40 hours, and then got a C-section because the baby just wouldn't come out naturally, is like, that sounds like my worst nightmare.
Well, again, pregnancy is dangerous.
I know.
Being pregnant is inherently dangerous.
It is. That was what we sacrificed as a species. To be able to walk upright, we narrowed our hips and made childbirth harder for women, because every other female species, mammal species, does not go through
what
the same.
Humans, yeah.
Yes. It is not as dangerous to have to procreate for female species besides humans. And it's all because we had to walk upright.
Oh, fine.
We had to not walk on our knuckles and hind legs. Oh, but you know what might help? If maybe in Wisconsin, at least in what we can control here, we gave women receiving Medicaid more than 60 days of maternal care, which some people are trying to advocate for, and you'd think for all of the pro-life anti-abortion people out there,
exactly,
saying they want to support women,
we love babies,
that they would be behind this. But under the current law, extended Medicaid benefits are available for at least 60 days after giving birth for those who qualify. But there is some legislators who want to extend postpartum Medicaid coverage to a year, which seems reasonable to me.
Well, if we're going to take this stance that life is precious and it's all about life and we want women to feel welcomed in having children, then we need to set up some things to actually support that.
Yes. And so, you know, this is now, we are now one of the last 10.
27 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Tax the cheese tax.
You gotta pay the cheese tax every time you're cooking. When the cheese comes out, this puppy comes looking. The rules are the rules and the facts are the facts. And when the cheese drawer opens, you gotta pay the tax.
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
Hand it over quick or things might get ugly.
It's that's so awesome.
Welcome back. The cheese tax. Do you know what the cheese tax is? 844-967-2789. If you have any guesses, or if you know,
we want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. It has to do with why we can't ban TikTok. We can't ban TikTok because then we wouldn't have a cheese tax. That is my argument.
It's about the quality content, right?
It's the quality, creative, goofy content and the way things become a trend and the inside joke of the people who see it and get it. And it's so fun and so stupid. But we didn't get to this yesterday when we were doing our grab bag with Todd. But on Wednesday, the social media app, TikTok, said the Biden administration demanded that the Chinese company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, has to sell the app. And TikTok has more than 100 million users in the U.S.
Is that the most popular platform now?
No, I think there's still like monthly unique users. It always kind of goes back and forth, but depends on age demographic. I think for young people, it goes back and forth between YouTube and TikTok.
Okay.
But I mean, 100 million users. But it's one thing for people to log in. It's also time spent on the app, like per use.
Oh,
I think actually blows Instagram and Facebook out of the water. And that's part of the problem here, that without getting into a bigger debate of if TikTok, for those of us who like TikTok and spend time on it, we all know that I am one of those people. The frustration is not wanting to just give in and be like, well, if it goes away, we can do Facebook and Instagram. Because the huge lobbying push, this isn't just about Mike Gallagher all of a sudden was like, oh, this could be dangerous. There was millions and millions of dollars spent in lobbying because from Meta.
Oh, which owns Facebook.
Which owns Facebook and owns Instagram, because Reels cannot keep up. Reels, which is on Instagram, cannot compete with TikTok. It is an inferior product. Facebook is not good at it created the original product, and that's it, which arguably Zuckerberg stole.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought Instagram before it was really big at all. Then they tried to buy Snapchat. And when the founder of Snapchat wouldn't sell to him, they just recreated it with stories on Instagram. And they just buy things. They don't create things anymore. And when TikTok started taking their user share away, it's like, well, if I can't beat them,
I'll kill them.
This way, I'll just pay the lobbyists to go argue why this is dangerous for the United States. And so there's a lot of users who are like, well, why would we go support and make content for? So I think, I don't know, if this happens, potentially go on YouTube with YouTube Shorts. But my point on this Friday, St. Patrick's Day, is that we can't get rid of TikTok because then we wouldn't have creative songs like the cheese tax. Let's play a little bit more of that song.
It's so wonderful.
The cheese tax.
You gotta pay the cheese tax every time you're cooking. When the cheese comes out, this puppy comes looking. The rules are the rules and the facts are the facts. And when the cheese drawer opens, you gotta pay the tax.
The cheese tax. The cheese tax.
Hand it over quick.
So what you're missing, and we'll put it on today's show notes, but what you're missing is the fact that it's the original video that's now been recreated hundreds of thousands of times.
I'm sure.
Is the cheese tax is for your dog. And
yeah.
Your dog is asking you to pay the cheese tax because every time you open your refrigerator and you pull any cheese out, you have to give some of it to your dog.
It's the law.
It's the law.
Yeah.
And so much, because then it creates things like this. Because from this viral cheese tax song which describes how dog owners eating cheese have to pay the cheese tax and give their pups a piece. Now Kraft Singles is giving out cheese tax packs for dog owners inspired by the viral TikTok song.
That is really remarkable, though, Kristen, that it is that TikTok is that powerful to spawn all these imitators, and now a major company is jumping on it. That's really something.
And so, yeah, Kraft Singles took inspiration from the viral cheese tax song and created a limited edition cheese tax pack for you and your pup. The popular song, which was created by Puppy Songs founder and musician Matt Hobbs, is a tune inspired by how dog owners often give cheese to pleading pups. And so basically the latest Kraft Singles pack respects the cheese tax and includes 15 slices for humans and one for furry pets. And I will say, Cliff loves Kraft Singles.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
More so than a fine Gruyere?
I don't think we've given him Gruyere, but he does. I mean, we have an entire Costco pack of Kraft Cheese Singles, mostly exactly for the purpose of Mike grabbing one for himself and then giving one to Cliff. Because I do not eat that.
Well,
it's a cheese product. It's not actually cheese.
When they have to clarify that it's food, that always makes me suspicious. Cheese food? Oh, okay. But it's hilarious. We all know what happens when they hear that wrapper. When you unwrap a cheese slice, it's just like zing.
It's that. Also in our house, Ritz crackers. Cliff really loves Ritz crackers.
Okay.
And so as soon as he hears that wrapper open, I mean, really with Cliff, it's anytime you are in the kitchen, his little head pops over and is like, what are you doing? What are you getting? Can I have some?
You have thumbs. Give me some.
Yes. Even I had a popsicle last night and he was looking at me like he wanted to lick it. And I was like, this is not for dogs. You're not going to like this. For so many other reasons of it's frustrating because for those of us who are very online.
And create content,
but also create community, distribute information there. The fact that Twitter feels kind of broken in some ways as far as what the hell they're doing over there. TikTok might be going away. Instagram and Facebook just has been broken. And it's not a done thing. I mean, maybe they will sell the company.
And there's nothing else like TikTok. There's no other platform that is similar.
I mean, there's similarities, but the thing is, the difference with TikTok right now is everything else that's trying to replicate TikTok was already a different product. So like Instagram was originally just photos.
Right, right.
And then when they started doing any videos, you know, like IGTV at one point could be up to like 10 minutes. So they were trying to compete with YouTube. And YouTube is still videos. Like we stream every day on YouTube and then we break up the hours. And so it's an individual video. But now YouTube has shorts, which are short vertical videos. And so everything, at least that I'm aware of, is in existing platforms that try to tack on this feature versus it being made to just be short videos. So, all right, well, we got to break, take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to the